is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs. Caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer. and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce. Woo! Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day!
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic!
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this rainy and wet Friday morning. Hey, let me just remind you that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember to share today and shape tomorrow by volunteering with our young people. If you're a senior that's 55 years old or older, you can not only help young people to be bigger, better, and greater, you can get paid for it. And here's the number. It's 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website www.hicksonhasit.com, and our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, McDonald's of Alexandria, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And before I go any further, I gotta remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. And you know what? It's even more imperative this morning because it is slippery and wet. And this is what I noticed. Like, when we drop off to school, the school zones are flashing, but there's a red light right before the school zones. People are speeding to make it through the light, i.e. speeding through the school zone. And I'm telling you, this is how accidents happen. Please slow down. Stay engaged. Make sure that you're helping our bus drivers, our crossing guards, and those kids that are standing at school bus stops. Yes, even in the rain, make sure that you are watching out for them. Make sure that you are not on mobile devices this morning. And remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. and then they resume at 2 p.m. So as you're traveling a little bit later in the day, I don't know about you, but as I talk about later in the day, 2 o'clock, school zones resume. But boy, it's Friday night football. Kickoff is 7 o'clock for most schools. And boy, I'm super excited. Around the state, the energy is high. You know, we're underway. It's rainy, but maybe that means we'll get a little bit of cool weather tonight. So good luck to all high school football teams and schools that are competing tonight. Let me just say that it is Friday, and you know what that means. It means real women, real talk. And we have got a crew of women this morning. So let me tell you who we've got this morning. I'm going to start with our newbies this morning. We've got, for the very first time, LaTanya Charles. She is a licensed master social worker, and she is the new owner of Just Opened. I mean, how just opened is it?
May.
May. of Bayou Mental Health in Pineville. LaTanya, good morning, and welcome to Real Women, Real Talk for the first time, and congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here this morning.
Absolutely. And we welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk, Dr. Sharia Rachel. She is the dental medical director at Outpatient Medical Center in Natchitoches, Leesville, and Tallulah. Sharia, good morning, and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk.
Good morning, Carlette.
And we got, of course, those women that make it rock every weekend. Lisa Campo, she is an agent for American National Insurance Company. She is a strong white woman. She is a pit bull, and she's on point this morning for Real Women, Real Talk. Lisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, darling.
Absolutely so happy to have you. I got to jump right in because anybody who knows, and we're expecting Lamia, our pit bull, Solomon. She's running a little behind, but she'll be joining the microphone in just a minute. But I want to start with this article that I read, and we've talked about this subject on Real Women, Real Talk before. And for those of you who may be listening for the very first time, the only criteria for Real Women, Real Talk is to bring your real self and your real opinions. And what we do is we bring women together who may or may not know each other. And what we do is, the fact of the matter is that we're all more alike than we are different. And we come in to talk about subjects, and everybody just says what they think, feel, and believe. Well, let me tell you about the article that I read in Essence Magazine. It was entitled, Mean Girls, Bullying Often Begins in Grade School. But in a technological age, when does it end? And this article moved my heart so much that I wanted Real Women, Real Talk to weigh in on it. And this is kind of what the article says, that Joss Stone is a full-time blogger, and she often uses her own life experiences to explore the theme of self-love, something that we all really need to be cognizant of. And she said, over the years, I've received plenty of positive feedback from women, many of whom have told me I made them feel less alone. All that changed, though, she said in April when she wrote a piece for Essence Magazine, Essence.com, called I Didn't Give Up on Black Men, They Gave Up on Me. And when she put that out into the blogosphere, something happened. She said, I have had challenges dating black men. And she lamented. She was really just putting her heart out there. And she said, many of them reject us, talking about black women, because we're too dark, our hair is too short, or for being plus size. Now keep in mind, this is her opinion. This is her life experience. Well, people went berserk, and they started criticizing her, and they started saying, well, you know what, you could stand to lose weight, and just every ugly, mean thing that could be said about her. And then she said the link started to appear on The Root, Madame Noir. Things really got out of hand. And she said, every fat woman I've ever known lived in denial, just like me. She said that she just got lambasted with such horrible comments. And so this morning, I want to talk about the issue of women giving up on men, but I also want to talk about the issue of when we put ourselves out there, Lisa, and our hearts out there, and we're just saying what it is, our own experiences, and then people come back with such harsh criticism. Is it fair?
Well, life is not fair, and that's a cliche that I really hate, but it's so very true. And anytime you open yourself up and make yourself vulnerable with your own truth, make yourself transparent, you are opening yourself up to ridicule. And, you know, last Wednesday, I went to the Stonecroft Women's Christian Luncheon and listened to the author speak. And she said, you know, we all have a part of our journey that each one of us could say, I wish I could just, like a computer chip, take that part out of me to remove the pain and the backlash and the baggage I carry all my life with that. However, it is that part of the journey that makes you exactly who you are. Mm. So while all of these other people obviously got their rocks off for taking advantage of this woman by her being honest, they pushed her down even more trying to lift themselves up. That's what insecure people do, is they grab hold of someone who's being honest and transparent, and they really try to push them down by lifting their own self up. And when people lash out, they're really lashing out with what their own internal insecurities are. Wow. So the way I see this, it's not about what she feels wants to date her or not. It's about cowards lashing out at a woman who had the opportunity and the strength to be honest in her thoughts and opinions, and cowards, whether it be through tweeting, beeping, bopping, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you're doing, they were using false IDs. They were communicating through an avatar. I mean, you've got balls about you. Why don't you step up to the plate and say it to my face?
Absolutely. And so, LaTanya, when you saw the article, when you heard about it, what were your thoughts about it?
Well, we see it all too common in our community. And so it kind of broke my heart.
But when you say our community, what does that mean? Because I think that women are just mean to each other.
I think so,
in
too.
Every community.
Yeah, I think so, too. Not just the African-American community, but in general, in the workplace, in the community, in the organizations that we're in church, as a matter of fact.
Wow. You know, not church.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. In church.
Everybody agreed in church?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be shamed for that in church, bringing that up in church.
Yeah. Wow. But it's happening in the church. You know, our culture is so much that we're competing all the time, you know, in the workplace, at home, in our community.
Professionally.
Yeah. And so it becomes a norm, and so no one is checking this type of behavior, and it's becoming more acceptable.
And that's precisely the reason why I wanted to present this conversation on Real Women, Real Talk. And we're going to bring Joss Stone to Real Women, Real Talk very soon. We really need to take the mask off of this issue, and we really need to start looking at what's behind the real mask, for the authenticity that is self. And I believe, Lisa, you're right on point when you said they're cowards. That's really them internalizing the way that they feel, putting it on her. And so, Sharia, how did you weigh in on the article?
I agree with LaTanya. It just saddens me. And unfortunately, it's so prevalent. And I just feel like, you know, in the African-American community also, it's just a lot of girls and women that are broken spiritually, mentally, financially. It's so many things that play into it. And it's just dynamic. And it just really saddens me.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so we break it down. And I don't know if you can break it down in terms of race or culture. LaTanya, you're the social worker here, and you know she's the mental health professional here, and let me just go and ask everybody: are Black women meaner to each other?
Oh no.
Then you know.
Oh, no.
Are white? You know, is there a difference?
I really do not think this is a cultural thing.
No, it's not.
This is a human thing, and it goes back to several weeks, even probably a month or so ago. We talked about how it's so competitive in the workplace, in the church environment, in the schools. Honey, those PTA mamas will chew you up and spit you out. So it is about, you know, how getting that good job or getting that good place on the volunteer board or wherever you're striving for, it goes back to there it being a limited amount of space and exclusivity. People it's dog eat dog. We are all jockeying for our place.
But let me stop you there. Why do we feel like, as women, that there are only a few positions?
Not to keep going. It boils back to the money aspect. There is only so much to go around. There are only so many men to go around. There are only so. It's a fear of not enough.
Right. Go ahead, LaTanya.
I don't know, because I don't feel that way currently. Like, I don't feel I need to compete with anyone, because I've come to a place to where I'm confident with who I am and what I do.
How did you get there?
Just by soul searching, actually. Really by soul searching and talking to mentors and just really looking at my environment and looking at what I had to offer to my community, to my family, and just being okay with what I can do and who I am. I am who I am. I know that I was raised well, you know, and I have to learn to accept myself before I want someone else to accept me.
That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sharia, weigh in on that. Sharia, when did you realize that you were comfortable with who you are in your own skin? Do you remember?
For me, Carlette, I didn't grow up with a sister. I grew up around all boys. So when I got to college, it was shocking to me how catty women were, how competitive they were. That's when I really started to see it happening. And I remember I went home and I told my grandmother about it, and she's always my sounding board. And she was basically just telling me to be yourself. You can only be you. Be mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let other people, you know, influence who you are. Don't forget the values that I've taught you. Don't forget this. So a lot of times, sometimes, you know, I would have to pull myself aside and
right.
have a little talk with myself and say, okay, as the kids say, you're doing the most. You know, you need to calm it down.
Uh-huh.
You can only be you. Because a lot of times you'll see someone else and you'll want something that they have.
Right.
Or you'll say, I wish I was like that, or I wish I had their body, their hair, their, you know.
Their vehicle.
Right. What? Yeah. You know.
Their Rover truck, their BMW.
Always wanting something more.
Always wanting. But when I got to the place where I felt like if God can bless them, he can do the same for me. He has many mansions.
Right.
There's enough for me.
Right.
You know, and you have to be content with what you have in order for God to bless you with something else.
Right. And so I'm wondering, Lisa, today as we've had this conversation, we continue to explore this conversation, and even as we bring women together, I still feel that there is a friction, a pulling, where everybody wants to lead, nobody wants to follow. Everybody, of course, everybody has their own visions and their own dreams, but nobody is prepared to put themselves aside to say, you know what, okay. And I say this all the time, and this is one of my mantras. I believe, well, I know for sure, I am a metaphorical cheerleader, where I believe that there is enough room at the top for each of us, except for maybe we just can't all get there at the same time.
Right.
And so I think it's a mindset that women have cultivated. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if men have pitted us against each other covertly.
Don't give them that much control. No, you can't give them that much power.
Where has this come from?
We have to each be responsible for our environment. And, you know, I am as guilty as the next person for waking up one day and finding myself so miserable, whether it be by who I was surrounding myself, the environment I was surrounding myself, mm-hmm. in a bad career situation where I didn't even realize how unhappy I was. And I woke up and I found myself in this rut. And I looked around, and guess what? I had surrounded myself with a work environment and with human beings who were just as miserable as I was. And so we were manifesting and feeding off mm-hmm. of each other's mm-hmm. negative energy. You're overweight. You're unhappily married. You're this. You're that. It was like an out-of-control cycle. And so it fed and grew off of all the negativity around it. But, you know, I'm thinking back to a video that we watched here a couple of weeks ago. What was the four women that
Hey, hold
she that. Held court on that woman at a party that
Absolutely.
Day?
Absolutely. Hold that thought. Yeah, that is a great remembrance. I got to get a break here. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're keeping Lamia Holloman's seat hot, but she's in the house. We got to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire. She's walking on fire. This girl is on fire. Looks like a girl, but she's a flame.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty plenty of door prizes. Food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bucky, Louisiana. Or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bucky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation. Presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Wow. And you know what? And that's really mm-hmm. where it happens at. You know, it starts... I know. Y'all better rub my back. I got to get here. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And I don't have anything I can take off this morning because I'm dressed as lightly as I can. But it is hot in here. We're talking about really mean girls. Bullying often begins, we know, in grade school. But in this age of technology, when does it end? That's what we're talking about. An article that we all read in Essence Magazine, thanks to our producer, David Christmas. And I said this before the break, and I want to get back to it. I said that I believe, and men hear me, women hear me, I am not bashing anybody. This happens to be my humble opinion. I believe that men play an integral, very covert role in the reason why women are so angry with each other, so manipulative of each other, and I'll tell you why. And I said it to the ladies during the break. I said, when I came into this business, into the chair, there was one man here that ruled the roost. He sat in the chair for many, many years. He was the big dog until a bigger, badder dog came and yanked his chain. And this man was manipulating every woman in the building for years. And what he did systematically, and see women, and I get so fired up just talking about it. See, women, we need that approval from a man. Did I do good? Was it good enough? What did you think about that? And it's a trick. You see, it's deception because many women have never been validated by a man. So we look for a man to validate us because he happens to be in a role, in a position, in a place, in a hierarchy that we want to achieve. And so what he does is he is like the yard boy. He's like the yard bird pimp, the barnyard pimp. He's the pimp and everybody's surrounding him and he's puppeteering everybody. And then guess what? He's cool with everybody. But now we're all mad with each other. So, LaTanya, I think it absolutely has a lot to do with why we're sitting here talking about why women can't get along.
Absolutely. I also think there is another side to it. There's a side where, you know, a woman's not going to behave this way if she's in front of a man. 9 times out of 10, if she's successful, she's not going to behave this way in front of a man. Think about it. If you have husbands, are you going to go into your workplace? Let's just say he's visiting and you've been behaving this way. Are you going to go in and behave that way in front of a man, in front of your husband? Do you behave that way in front of your male colleagues? No. And we were just sitting here talking and she was
Lamia
saying,
and
Lamia, yeah. And she was saying that, you know, she was raised around men, you know, boys.
And I think that's really the difference maker, Lamia, when you're raised around men right. As opposed to girls.
Right. Because you know what? With men, they don't think that way.
Right.
Really. And I'm saying they don't think, you know, I'm going to pull this person or do this or we're all going to get together and be mad at this person.
Women
they don't. Only women do that. And I say that because with me growing up with all men, I didn't see this. So the cat fights, the mean girls, I didn't get a part of that. I got more of, I'm going to knock you across your head if you don't do what I say because you're my they're my big brother.
Right.
You know, but I didn't get into the cat
petting.
Fries. Mm-hmm. I don't have an opinion when it comes to that because I'm gonna tell you, I don't think a man can do anything to a woman that they are not allowed. They haven't allowed that
but
man
see,
to do.
But see, the thing of it is, Lamia, is so covert, is so cunning that you really don't see it.
Well, the thing is, if they don't see it, are they really looking for it, or do they really care?
No, you don't look for it. Because you're being tricked. And Lisa, you know what I'm talking about.
I do. And, you know, the bottom line is this, guys. We cannot allow anyone to have this much power in our lives.
But we have.
But we have, unknowingly. You walk down the path with blinders on thinking, oh, my gosh, they really like me. They're proud of what I've done. The whole time they're having a roast at lunch, you know, putting daggers in your back. But you've got the women. We are all guilty of sitting and fantasizing or manipulating, premeditating, if you will, what you just like to say to her.
Mm-hmm.
And most men, they're shooting from the hip. They ain't putting that much thought into it. And when it's over, they don't think about it again.
Exactly. They move on.
We go home and we cry into a bowl of Ben and Jerry.
Look, everybody knows
that's the only good man in your life. Other than my beloved husband.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sharia, hang on, Sharia. Let me let you weigh in on this conversation because I think everybody is affected differently. And you know, I see it from a different perspective than Lamia sees it. And we all have a different thought about how this has happened. What's your thought about it?
About Mean Girls.
Well, really about the role that men have played. Do you think that men have played a role in where we sit here today talking about being mean girls?
Well, I do feel like if you didn't have the presence of a man in your life, then you can fall prey to a man pitting you against not only a woman, but maybe other people. Because you're looking for that acceptance and you're blindsided because you don't even know what's happening.
Absolutely.
So I do feel that way in some regard, but at the same time, I think it's a confidence issue.
We want praise.
And then what you have to understand, Carlette, the people that criticize the most are the ones that have been the most criticized.
Right.
Wow. Or have the most insecurity.
Right. And so a lot of times, women, we'll try to put another person out of the group. We'll try to bond by putting another woman out of the group because she's prettier or she's, more intelligent, or we feel that she's more intelligent, or we feel that she has more.
And so we try to put her out of the group?
To put her out of the group.
Really? That's you guys said something really, really interesting that I have to come back to. Y'all talked about the church. Mean girls in the church?
Oh, yeah. Now, that is true. Girls in the church. I listened to y'all.
They're everywhere. They really are.
But it is. You have
some. I'm
going to
have to say, I ain't never really experienced no mean girls.
That's because they don't talk to your face.
Oh.
Girl syndrome is, is hidden. It's done in a manipulative way. So you don't even know, that it's happening. And other people around you, the victim,
like
they don't
Lisa.
Know it's happening.
Lisa,
we talked a couple weeks ago about one of my children really struggling with issues with children from another denomination and, really attacking Catholicism as, and what our beliefs are, because they really don't have a full understanding of what our religion is about. And
right.
So, it is everywhere. But, one of the things that I do want to say this, not to totally go back to our original topic, which was the lady who wrote the article. But I do want to say this. Please try really hard to remember this, that you won't see it until you're on the other side. And I'm telling you this from experience.
Right.
I am so proud to be on the other side. I'm so grateful to God to be on the other side. But when you come out of it on the other side, I will say for me, one of the heaviest pieces of luggage I've carried for 41 years, well, not 41, my parents separated when I was 15. I've resented them, and it's been my worst internal battle since it happened. And it's only been in the last couple of years, maybe year even, that I'm able to say, you know what? I'll never forget it. It's hard to forgive you. But I know I am only this strong because of that part of the journey. Mm. And when I heard that woman say that to speak to us last week about don't have so much bitterness to your struggles in your life, because it is really defining your strength and your character. So this woman who wrote this article, what I would like to say to her this morning is you need to text those beautiful people back and tell them, Thank you.
And you know what? That's the beautiful part about the article is that Joss Stone did make it to the other side.
Yes.
And so I think that that is the beauty of it. But let me just say this. There is a danger in that one woman that doesn't make it to the other side. And what I saw from her article was this, that we can take our gifts and our talents out there. And then as mean girls or mean people, we can trample on people. We can say things not from our names, but using avatars, using aliases, whatever it is, and we can break someone's spirit with our words. And she said, she was so shamed by the things that people were saying about her that she really wanted to quit. And it wasn't until she saw a Super Soul Sunday on OWN and she saw Brené talking about this very same issue, how people had attacked her, that she said, okay, I can find my voice again.
Because you find a common ground, but some people don't have that resiliency.
Absolutely.
Who was the beautiful woman? We watched the video here several weeks back, and she ripped some woman to shreds.
Yeah, Gabrielle Union.
When she was done, one of her friends turned to her and said, are you proud of yourself?
Right. What did you get from that?
Did you get a bonus? Did you get a paycheck? Did you get a raise?
Mm-hmm.
You just held court on this poor woman. How entitled are you to break someone else's spirit? And if we are truly all created in the image of God, you just tore God apart.
Absolutely.
To lash out at someone else like that is such a negative source coming from you. And really what we're trying to do is justify all of our negative inner energy.
Absolutely. Right. And that's what it is. It's justification. And I think that until you put it out on the table and expose it and say what it really is, you never really get down to the real truth. And this conversation brought me back to what Bishop Jakes said when he was on the show, when he talked about his book, Forgive, so that you can be forgiven. And he talked specifically about church people, and he talked about the cliques, and he talked about how there were groups of people, women, because the church is filled, let's face it, primarily by women. And he talked about how there are cliques in the church. And everybody agreed here today that there are mean girls in the church. And I think that we have to begin to get down to our true selves. We've got to begin to take the masks off. And we've got to be okay with who and whose we really are.
Correct. And that's another thing that whenever I say, with this man, how can this man manipulate this woman and different things like that, it's because, first of all, she shouldn't look to him as the okay, giving her the okay of saying I'm, or her self-gratification to say, okay, you know what, he's happy with what I'm doing, so therefore let me act this way. If she's happy with herself, she can't be manipulated by a man,
right?
Because she's going to do whatever she's going to do to keep her sanity.
But Dr. Sharia, I think it's like what you were saying, the people who criticize are the people who've been criticized the most. Mm-hmm. And I guess the real question, LaTanya, is how, as a clinician, how do we stop that? And you said something so powerful during the break. You talked about the challenges that you had being who you are, sounding the way that you are, looking the way that you look. You talked about those challenges. How do you get by that? Because that can be tough.
Yeah, I'm going to speak to a group of young ladies at Pineville Junior High in November, and the thing that we're going to be talking about is self-esteem and how do we build that? How do we teach that in our young girls? And it just comes from providing them with the inner source of being able to accept who you are, to know that you're okay being you. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone is different. We all have different challenges.
Well, so did people, like, think you sounded what?
Well, most of the time, well, now people say, I try to talk white,
mm-hmm.
if that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I try to talk white. And even growing up in my community, within my family, I got teased because of how I talk. I sound totally different than my mom, my sister. And we were all raised in the same environment,
mm-hmm.
and I sound completely different than all of them. And so I was constantly teased by that. And it was.
How did you internalize that as a child,
well,
though?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't know I was a pretty or a beautiful young lady until I was about the age of 21. Because
wow.
I was told, because I was so dark, that I was ugly. I wasn't pretty. I didn't look good. And, you know, and it wasn't until I was 31, when I talked about earlier of getting that confidence,
mm-hmm.
that I fully got a confidence to where I could be, you know, okay with, you know, being different and being who I was and dressing the way that I wanted to dress and, you know, cutting my hair when I wanted to cut it and feeling okay and not worrying about whether or not someone judged me.
And what happened at 31, you think?
At 31, I just really did a soul search. I met a photographer who just really pulled it out of me. I mean, really forced me for about 4 or 5 hours to really look into myself. It was like a sermon almost. He really, you know, kind of preached to me, if you will, but in a different way, just really making me look at why I felt that way about myself, really making me dig back into my past and pull all of that out.
Wow.
Sadiq Khali from New Orleans.
Wow.
You know, he's a world-traveled photographer,
mm-hmm.
travels around
mm-hmm.
the world and photographs people, you know, and he has that ability to pull that out of people. You'd be
wow.
amazed at the things that some of the people that he's photographed mm-hmm. have, you know, have said about their experience while in their photography session.
Wow.
And so that's what helped me, to be honest with you. And from that point on, you couldn't tell me I wasn't, you know, somebody special.
I know, that's right. And you know what that, you know what I got from that? That's a self-inventory, an analysis of self. And I think it's something that we all need to take. And it saddens me just to hear it. I'm glad that you made it to the other side, because there's somebody that didn't make it.
And it's hard.
To the
it's
other
really
side.
It's really hard to get there.
Hey, y'all, I got to get a break here. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point, everybody.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Spray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. It's 8:33. Today is Friday. It's the weekend. It's Friday Night Football, but even hotter than that, it's Real Women, Real Talk. I just want to remind everybody about the 13th annual Threads. It's celebrating the spirit of survival, talking about whatever type of cancer. Y'all, the tickets are $25. It's a huge fundraiser for them. You can still get tables. It's happening Saturday, tomorrow night. We really want to see your face at the place. We'll be there. DC and I'll be there for the Threads Fashion Show. It is an incredible experience. You can phone for more information. You can call the Cancer Center or the main number at Cabrini Hospital, 318-487-1122. Again, it starts at 5:30. Dinner's going to be served at 6:30. The fashion show is going to start. The tickets are $25, y'all. It's a worthy cause. And before we get back to Real Women, Real Talk, I just want to say yesterday I was in the beauty salon, and I love, 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 love Be Unique Hair Salon. I love it. Even though, Nora, I love you. I get so antsy, y'all, whenever I have to go in the beauty salon because I have to wait sometimes. And, you know, I'm just like run, 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 and I'm really slowing down. But nevertheless, there is always great energy in the beauty salon, and there's always something that, I mean, every single time at Be Unique Hair Salon, there is always something I walk away with. And I just want to say a big shout out to Miss Mary, who listens to the show. She is visually impaired. And she came to me and she said, come here. She said, I want to give you a donation to breast cancer. And Miss Mary, I know you were like the widow's mite. And so thank you for that. God bless you and God bless your son. We are praying for you. Now, switching gears back to Real Women, Real Talk, y'all. It has been so extremely hot in here that we are hearing about things that we do to each other that are just really unconscionable. And during the break, unconscionable is too nice. It's just downright rotten. We were sharing some mean girl stories. And Dr. Sharia, you had one. And it just, it left my mouth still hanging open. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
You know, as you all know, you know, my husband passed away March of 2012. And I really got a chance to see who my true friends were.
Hmm.
People who I thought would be there, they were not. People who I didn't expect really just, you know, flooded me with love. But talking about how women can be so cruel to each other, I had a friend or who I thought I was, wow. thought was a friend. She came to visit me and we were just talking and, you know, I was talking about, you know, how much, you know, I missed my husband and, you know, just, you know, keep asking her to pray for me, you know, to keep me, mm-hmm. you know, in her prayers and everything. And she said, well, you know, you can't have it all.
Wow. And really, to put that in context, what was she talking about?
She was talking, and I said, I was taken aback by it, and I was like, you know, what do you mean? And she was like, well, you know, you had a great husband, and, the you know, the kids, and, you know, your career, and the house, and the cars. You can't have it all. And I'm thinking, wow, that was really mean. And it's coming from someone who I thought was a friend.
Mean doesn't even come close to what that was.
And
there is no adjective for that other than rotten. LaTanya, what's the clinical word? What's the clinical word for that?
Cray cray.
It's called cray cray. No, we can't. It's bad words that we can say about that. No, don't.
I would have kicked her ass.
Uh oh.
Oh.
I came close.
I came close. Sheree, what?
You're in jealousy.
And but what do you say at that moment? And what do you think at that moment?
After I kicked her out of my house.
Wow.
With, you know, with a few words I won't repeat.
I thought you were going to say after I kicked her ass.
with a few, my kids were there. It probably would have happened, but no. After I kicked her out of my house, I just really, you know, sat with myself and thought about, you know, that's almost like you're wishing for something to happen to
something
someone
bad,
because
yeah.
you feel like they may have more than you
right.
or this and another. And I'm going to say this. You can look at someone and think they have it all.
That's right.
You know, somebody may look at me and say, oh, you know, you this, another. I would sleep under a bridge. Hear me. Sleep under a bridge to have my husband back.
Wow. Absolutely.
I don't care about the car, the house, the career, or whatever. You can look at someone and think, you know, they have everything, and I want this, I want this. I'm going to tear them down to get it. I'm going to do this and be mean and be mean. I would give anything I have
right.
for, like, 5 seconds to hear my husband's voice. Seriously.
Oh, I believe
you. And so
you.
People
I'm
have to really,
that.
You know, think about words because words you can't take mm-hmm. back. You know, and so you see what a person has, but you don't know what they went through to get what they have.
That's right.
You know? And so you have to just, and you have to be careful what you ask for because you may want something that somebody else has and everything that glitters ain't gold.
That's
we
right.
know that.
That's right.
And when you get it, because I was one of those people I was just so driven, Carlette. Like my life has been mapped out literally since I was like 10 years old. Like I knew I wanted to be a dentist. I knew it was just mapped out, tunnel vision.
Right.
Okay. And then when I got to that place of where I had, you know, the money, the career, I felt like, okay, I've spent 10 years of my life in school, and for what? Like, I got the money, but you can only spend so much. You
right.
can only buy so many purses. You can only do this. You can only do that. If you don't have love and people, you know, that are surrounded by you, that love you and care about mm-hmm. you, who are going to check you and tell you, you know
That's
what?
Right.
Because you don't, you have the people that is going, the yes, they're
right.
saying yes,
That's
yes,
right.
yes, yes, knowing you wrong.
Right. Wow.
See? And the mean girls, they're going to keep just feeding you, feeding
right.
you, feeding you, feeding you. And you have to surround yourself by positive people. And like I said, it wasn't really until I met my husband and you know, got married. And I realized I'm enough. It doesn't matter. I'm enough.
Wow.
No matter what I have, what's my career, where I go, I'm enough.
I'm enough.
I'm enough. And it was like I was always striving for this. Mm-hmm. I want more, 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 more. When are we going to say we're enough and start building other women up?
Wow.
Carry somebody with you.
Wow.
You know, we're just like crabs in a bucket.
Yep.
You know?
Wow.
And another mean girl story, Carlette, I'm going to let someone else talk. But I remember one of my jobs, you know, someone said, who was older, an older, you know, African-American woman. And she was just like, you know, it took me 20 years to make the kind of money that you're making now.
Wow.
And
oh, I've had that one.
It's like,
wow.
Yeah.
Be a mentor to me. You know, keep building me up. Speak positive words.
She couldn't be happy for you because you were making too much money.
You can't be happy. It's people that can't be happy for you. But you don't realize when you're happy for someone else, And you look at their blessing and you're happy for them. It's gonna come back
that's
to
right.
you. And you know it's really called favor.
Yes,
that's it. That's exactly
it's called favor.
But before you go there, because I just want to stay here for a moment in this vein, because I really feel the wisdom, I feel the genuineness of that, and I wonder, those people that we surround ourselves with that we think are friends, how do we really know? I mean, the friend. That you need at that moment, really what she was saying was, I was secretly hating on you.
All along.
And it was just too good. You couldn't have it all. You couldn't have a husband. You couldn't have the career you wanted. You couldn't have the house you wanted. You shouldn't have had everything. So rightfully so,
something
needed to go wrong.
Like I should have expected that to happen or, you know.
And this is probably a woman who holds herself up as a woman of God.
Yeah,
yes.
They don't see beyond the green that they're walking in. And it's
right.
very sad because if they would only let go of all of their own insecurities and misery, then they could truly feel the reward of what the Lord intended for them to have. But they're too busy spewing so much evil to others.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. And really what they're doing is they see that you're happy and they want to pull you down into their darkness. And
mm-hmm.
I do have to comment. I do want to comment on Sharia's story.
Hold that
if
thought.
I can.
Hold that thought. Let's take a break here. Lamia, I haven't forgotten about favor because favor is important. Man, y'all, it's real women, real talk. You're on point. We got to take a break.
Wow.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Good morning and welcome back to On Point Talk. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Lamia Solomon, LaTanya Charles, Dr. Sharia Rachelle, and Lisa Campo. And of course, I'm here. And y'all, you know, we had Heidi Krupp in a couple days ago, and she was talking about the foreword for Chicken Soup for the Soul. And this conversation has been Chicken Soup for My Soul. And I hope that it's been chicken soup for your souls in the studio and for your souls that are listening, that you can hear all of our stories. You can hear us sort of peel away a little bit of our layers. And then we can find out how we can get just a little bit better. Now, it's as I've always said, we bring information. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten. And if people can take, Dr. Sharia, one thing away from this conversation that might change the trajectory
of where they're going. I think that this conversation has done its job. Lisa, let me let you weigh in real quick.
I want to pick back up where Dr. Rochelle left off with her story. And I've said this before on the station. I don't know if there was someone that didn't hear it. But the night before I met Sharia, Dr. Sharia Rochelle, I literally had said to my husband, you know, every marriage has struggles, whether it be finances or raising of the kids or managing the house, whatever it is. Anyway, I had literally said to my husband, I told him I was sorry. I was sorry that he had chosen me as his partner in life, because wow. No matter how much we loved each other, I still felt like I was not right now at this point in the journey packing my weight as the teammate for him and making the ends meet. And I am so sorry. And I just couldn't apologize to him enough.
Wow.
And he told me, he said, baby, he said, stop. What we've got, people can't buy.
That's right.
And then the very next day, I meet this woman, knowing how much mine means to me. This woman who has lost hers, and it brought me to my knees. And what the point of my story with this is that in the last year, I have learned, in the every day, every step down the path, I see it clearer and clearer. It happened to me last week. I am seeing him in my day stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he put people into your life every single day that he intended to send a message and make a difference in your life. And if you cannot open your eyes beyond the evil and beyond the negative and beyond the criticism and see the gifts that the Lord is putting in front of you, shame on you. Because Dr. Rochelle, you walked into my life as a gift to me.
Wow.
And then I saw last week, the Lord blessed me. And he walked me into someone's life, and I didn't even know it. I thought he had dropped her in mine, but he dropped me into her.
Right.
And y'all, if y'all do not open your eyes and look beyond the evil and see he is dropping like glitter into your day, there's a blessing there waiting for you.
And you know what? And I think that that's why, these conversations are so important, because we never know who we're here for. Last words from you, Lamia. We'll get last words from everybody.
In actuality, we were talking about
favor.
And it's so true. No matter what is going on in your life, if you do something positive, or if you're lifting someone up and you're helping someone every day, your blessing comes from God. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you that favor. Mm-hmm. And I speak that knowingly. That, you know, I could choose other routes to do things, but if I do it right, I realize I get more favor.
Mm-hmm.
God will show favor. And I know I may talk crazy all the time, and I may say some of the wildest stuff, but the
you
thing
don't talk
is,
crazy
I
at
try,
all, Lamia.
I'm a giving
You're just
person.
Real. You're the real deal.
And I try to do good so that God will always give me favor, and I always want to be a blessing to somebody else.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, that's what we as women should be, always a blessing to someone else. And just my last thought is, you never know what someone is going through at the time that you see them.
Mm-hmm.
So you may save their life by giving them one compliment, because
Absolutely.
They could be trying to commit suicide or anything that day. And by you just saying, you know what, you're going to be blessed today or lift them up in some kind of way, you could save that person. So
Absolutely.
Just know we're all not perfect, but let's just strive every day to do better.
Just to do a little better. So LaTanya, for you, what has this morning been for you?
You know, the words can't even really express. I've cried and everything. Listening to Lamia, I just thought about something that I put in my head to do with other women. Every day that I see a woman that I come in contact with, I say some type of good thing. You know, I compliment that woman on something, you know, because you never know. Like
right.
I said, you never know. But the one thing I would like to share with other women out there that may be, you know, the victim or not the victim. Actually, what do you call it? I can't even find my words.
Mean girl?
The mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. You know, what are you going through? How are you feeling today? Wake up in the morning and thank God for what you have.
That's
you
right.
know, think about the things that you say to other people and why you're doing that. Because in the end, there's something going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't figured out what it is.
That's
and
right.
And so you're projecting that onto someone else to hurt them and
Absolutely.
To sabotage them. And you never know when you could be the one thing that will put an end to someone's life.
That's powerful. Dr. Sharia, for you this morning.
Speaking of suicide, one of my good friends committed suicide a month ago, sorority sister.
Wow.
And she was fine. It just blindsided me. And when I learned of the details afterwards, you know, some of this mean girl stuff and trying to live up to what other people thought you should be, I just say, I try to make it a conscious effort, Carlette. It's just to be positive. I try to let my words and my actions be the same, you know, and I try to compliment other people, and I try to be a shining light to others. And I just try to be, you know, a good role model and to do good. And I feel like if we do that, then that will shadow onto someone else.
Absolutely. And we all have to purpose in our hearts not to be mean. Lisa, for you?
We've got to remember that every single person is battling their way through the valley in their journey of that day. We all fail. We all sin.
Mm-hmm.
You put your feet fresh to the floor every morning and you make that promise to yourself and to the Lord, I'm going to be a better mama. I'm going to be a better wife. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a better girlfriend. I'm going to be a better coworker. How hard is it, people? Because you will feel better at the end of your day's time. And I don't mean today at sundown. I mean at the end of your journey. Mm-hmm. How do you want to be remembered? And I know I want to know that I made a difference. The other day, I was getting my Halloween decorations out. And I'm crazy about my Halloween decorations, if anybody knows me. And I thought to myself for a split second, you know, if I just disappeared tomorrow, would anybody even notice? And we're all guilty of that thought, right?
Absolutely.
You know, all the many voices in my head, let's not get started on the girls this morning. However, so I thought that, and I did my little decorations, and I didn't post any pictures on Facebook. And I had one of my, not a really close friend, just an associate, send out a message that said, Lisa, where are the Halloween decorations? It's September 16th. And I thought, oh my God, someone did miss me.
Wow. Powerful. Ladies, you guys have been great. Lamia Solomon, thank you. LaTanya, you were fabulous. Thank you, LaTanya Charles. Dr. Sharia Rachel, amazing. And Lisa Campo. And this is how I want to close. Many of you who listen to the show know that I've been journaling. I haven't shared anything lately, but I think that this is apropos for this moment. And it's entitled, What is the Universe Teaching Me? So I wrote this, and I said, this week I realized, not this week, but I had written it several weeks ago, during a moment of self-truth, that I had been judgmental, but secretly. Now, I hadn't shared my judgment, nor had I verbalized my judgment, but I allowed it to inhabit my thoughts. After self-confrontation, I decided to break through this ignorance and open myself up to possibility. I decided to show myself friendly and open first to someone whom I would never consider that I might even have been acquainted with. Much to my surprise, this person was warm, smart, and had great information and conversation. She was very much like every woman grinding to keep up with the pace of life and family and working and seeing her kids through to reach the next level. Socially, academically, and in all areas of life. And I'm going to tell you, when you open yourself up to truth and you say, God, what are you trying to show me? That we look at people, whether we say it openly or not, we judge people. And I decided to take my own advice and say, you know what? I'm going to start first. I'm going to start with me. And you never know who God has placed on your path. And you know what? It's about all of us doing our best to be the change that we want to see. And what I realize, I say it every day, change starts with me and it starts with you. Ladies, you guys were fabulous. I'm not going to cry because you're strong women and you are the change. And that's what we're talking about, being the change that you want to see. I want to thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we're going to see you right back here on Momentum Monday. I'm driving.